It's Thoughtful Throwback Thursday on the original station for Tech Talk Tips and Observations. This is your Tech Concierge, Avi Uniglick, and we're going to take a look back today. Throw out some Thoughtful Thursday shout-outs and take your calls, questions, and comments as we begin to cruise into the weekend. Let's get started. This is your Tech Talk Tip for Wednesday, hump day, 12-21-16, the first day of winter. Wow. It's getting cold out here, and I'll tell you what's colder. When a social media website that you engage on a regular basis, where you have contacts, where you have friends, where you have relationships, just goes bust, they disappear. What do you do when you no longer can maintain those relationships? Some people care. And if you do care, recommendation is, where are they going to find you? In Anchor, you have the opportunity to go in the settings, edit profile, and you can enter a URL on their website where I recommend you own that property. You register a domain, doesn't have to be fancy, can just be a landing page that has all of your contact information that you would like to share, your other locations. Perhaps you're big on Snapchat, or you're in Facebook, or you're somewhere else. You can always edit and change the page that you own, but you never have the opportunity to do that if you're on a site that's owned by others. These sites that are free do not always have a long-lasting lifespan. And when that happens, you are affected and your friends are affected that want to stay in touch with you. Now, some people don't care. If the site goes away, you don't care. You'll just find another place and make new relationships. But if you do care, I recommend you register a domain and you set up a little website that could be free or even redirect to a place that you might be next. So your most popular site could be a site that you forward to, could be your Facebook page, but at least you own the one URL that no one can take away from you. It is Wednesday. Go out and make some waves.
Hey, Avi. It's Bernie Goldbach at a really noisy cafe in Ireland with a question for you. For you. I'd like to know, what is something about Anchor you did not know this month? Maybe someone pointed it out to you, or maybe in a fit of discovery you noticed it. In my case, I did not know. But the most recent update to Anchor lets you tap and listen to more about somebody once you've gone through their 24 hours of content. I didn't know that. See, I'm running an old app on an old phone, and I don't see that option. And that explains why people are listening to all the stuff about Christmas that I put up recently. So what didn't you know this month that's new to you? Tell us.
This is your Tech Talk Tip for first day of winter, 12-21-17, and inspired by Bernie's question. Bernie, I thank you for that. That's very, very interesting and a great question and inspiration for me. And it got me thinking, Bernie. You know, we don't know what we don't know, do we? Many of us are going along day to day without really understanding those things that we have no idea exist. And you got me thinking. I said, you know, what is it about Anchor that I learned in the past 30 days that I didn't know about it? And I had to start looking for something. I had to open up my mind and say, Avi, what is it that you haven't discovered already in this incredible app? So I started looking and I went into my profile. And anyone can do this. If you hit your three dots, the ellipses up at the very top of your screen, it allows you to edit your profile here in Anchor. And while most of the things there I knew about, I scrolled to the very bottom. And I didn't realize that you can tell what version of Anchor you're actually using by scrolling to the very bottom of your profile. I don't know if you knew this. So if someone asks you, hey, what version of Anchor do you have installed on your phone? The easiest way to do it is to simply go to your profile, scroll to the bottom. And I'm using the latest version. I think it's version 2.17.1. And in parentheses, I think it's a number 2. I don't know what version you guys are using, but you can always tell and compare and say, uh-oh, I must not have the most recent version. I better go out to the store and download it. It'll give you an idea. But that's what I learned, Bernie. And I appreciate that you asked the question, because I think a lot of us go on day to day thinking we know everything about everything. Nah, that's a really bad attitude, isn't it? There is always something new to learn, and there's probably tons about this app I have no idea about. And I keep exploring new things daily, and I hope you guys are doing the same, but it inspired the question. What have you learned about Anchor in the past 30 days, and where did you learn it? Did you discover it on your own? Did you hear it from someone? What is it about Anchor that you've learned recently, if you've been here a while, that you didn't know? I'd love to hear from you. Share it with somebody else. Maybe it would be a great way to help another person learn more about the app. And if you want to learn more, if you're new to Anchor, I encourage you to go out to our anchorbootcamps.com blog, where both Dr. Dan, Queen Eileen, and yours truly, and I'm hoping to get more detail in there for you very soon. I keep promising it, but I haven't been able to get there this week. I want to make sure that you know we post all types of Tech Talk tips there so that you can learn all about Anchor, answering questions. And then, of course, our sister Facebook pages. We have Anchor Boot Camps on Facebook and the original Anchors A Wave page. And it's a great group if you want to get involved and meet over 160 other Anchor mates. You can do so there at Anchors A Wave. Look forward to seeing you everywhere. Anchor, in our boot camps, in our Anchors A Wave page. Join up. It's a closed group, but you can certainly request membership, and anyone that's part of Anchor is eligible to join. I look forward to seeing you. Hope you're having a great throwback Thursday and a thoughtful Thursday, and ask any questions you have. I look forward to answering them. This is a Tech Talk Tidbit for 12/21/17. Have you tried 3D Touch with Anchor? You may not have seen it, but if you press firmly on your Anchor app icon, you'll reveal a menu of frequently used options in Anchor. And I have a link in the caption, actually down in the comments section, where you can take a picture and see what it looks like in my Instagram. So, if you haven't tried it, test it out. See if it works for you. This is a Tech Talk Tidbit, a brief way to get some information out to you quickly.